Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.
This is Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix film review. Now, if you're looking for a blisteringly powerful performance in a leading lady, courtesy of Jessie Buckley, I think we have a BAFTA nominee or perhaps even a winner there, and a moving performance from Paul Mescal, then Hamnet will not disappoint. If, however, you're looking for a complete historical accuracy of William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway, you may not be completely satisfied. But it's based on the Maggie O'Farrell novel, and there is enough accuracy, i.e. Shakespeare's home life, his creative life and love life, even if Anne Hathaway, even the fact that Anne Hathaway was known by her father as Agnes. But to my knowledge, she worked on a farm, if you like, but I wasn't aware that she'd been termed a white witch into remedies and what have you. However, it is interesting that obviously Shakespeare wrote Hamlet with Ophelia, who is very into nature and herbs. Now, she does definitely connect with nature and she's very much in tune with fate. However, it all adds to the dramatisation. Now, this is also... There's no also historical evidence that Shakespeare had a cruel father, yet his finances may have been sketchy. Anyway, the love story is very real, and the fact that Shakespeare had a son called Hamnet. Now, in the Shakespearean, in the Stratford language, Hamnet and Hamlet are interchangeable. Now, also, always picturing two children at her deathbed. Agnes, when she has three children, we fear the worst. Now, the casting of the children by Nina Gold are inspired, and we just adore them. Very authentic, very truthful, very believable, and incredibly moving as well. Now, whether Shakespeare poured all his cathartic grief into creating Hamlet is up for debate, but many believe he did. Now, as an audience member, you may go from teary to full-out crying. It's incredibly moving. Being in the country, rather than in London, which is something that Agnes wants to prevent her children going to London, it's unlikely that the cause of death may have been the plague, but once again, it's a dramatic device. My only tiny criticism was that whilst it was important to show the playing of Hamlet at the Globe in order to see Agnes's reaction, the whole scene was a little overdone and a little bit Hollywood-ish at a particular moment when everybody is kind of united. But then afterwards it struck me as quite symbolic, as many people would have been touched by death or loss in some way during Shakespeare's time and era. Now overall, it is a mesmerising film, great lead and supporting actress in Emily Watson. I think she may get a supporting actress BAFTA for that as well. It's beautifully shot and it is a film which is very truthful in the way in which people express grief and love, and I think it will stay with you. So it's on at the cinemas at the moment. It's been deemed and coined as an instant classic. See if you agree. Go along and watch it. And there we have it. Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for the film Hamnet.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.